In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber.
तुमसे ना हो पाएगा।
एक दुनिया, दो यार, उनको है फिल्मों से प्यार,
प्यार, प्यार,
और एक पिक्चर बन गई दीवार।
मेरे पास माल।
They feud, you decide. It's time for Film Feud Bollywood. Hello and welcome to Film Feud Bollywood, the podcast where we debate your favorite Bollywood movies. My name is Vikram and I have a guest feuder sitting right across to me. Say hello, Aditya.
Hey Vikram, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Are you excited about this feud?
Totally.
So before we get going, let me tell the good folks what we're doing here. You, our listeners, choose a movie for us, a Bollywood movie. We toss a coin, heads argues for and tails argues against. And this week's movie is...
Haseena Maan Jayegi, Haseena Maan Jayegi.
Right off the bat, let me make it clear. I'm not going to keep calling you Aditya in this feud. I'm going to call you what I usually call you, which is Chattu. So Chattu, have you seen this movie?
Yeah, I watch it frequently.
Do you secretly love this movie?
Maybe, maybe not, but it keeps coming on TV every now and then, so I end up watching it.
I have not seen this movie in its entirety. I have maybe only seen 10% of this movie, so yeah, this feud helps. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. Why don't we jump into the coin toss?
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead.
So I'll be tossing the coin. Again, heads argues for and tails argues against. So I got tails, which means I'm against Haseena Maan Jayegi, and this movie probably sucks.
I don't think so. I've got heads and I'm super excited for this movie.
So there's a reason you frequently watch this movie.
Yeah, of course. I love this movie. It's amazing.
Interesting. That's a very smart play, man. Are you fitting in like a glove here?
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time, so I know how the game is played.
Well played, sir. Well played. So why don't we just jump right into it? Let's go watch the movie.
Yeah, let's do it.
I hadn't seen this movie. I just wanted to reiterate that. And I knew it was one of those 90s senseless, you know, shut your brain off sort of a movie. It still hurt. What is this movie? Kya ho raha hai isme?
Full-fledged entertainment start to finish. Like this, probably one of the best slapstick movies I've ever seen.
Firstly, it's 2.5 hours, which, you know, a lot of people don't mind. We're part of Bollywood, so we've seen 3.5 hour movies. And I thought it would be 2.5 hours of nonsense, but it's way more than that. It's misogynistic. It's offensive. Govinda is walking around like a special needs child in most of this movie, man. He's just like, yo, oh, what's up? Oh, bro. Arey, kya ho raha hai?
Bas. Yehi same. Agar tumko Jim Carrey ki movie dikha de, wo dekhke tumhe funny lagta hai. Aur yeh tum apna desi aadmi kare, to funny nahi lagta hai.
Not necessarily. A lot of Jim Carrey's movies are also unbearable. Okay, I have a question for you, right? Sanjay Dutt and Govinda are brothers in this movie.
Yeah.
How are Sanjay Dutt and Govinda brothers? In what world can Sanjay Dutt and Govinda be brothers?
That's fine. Hota hai. Like, bade-bade sheharon mein choti-choti baatein ho jaati hai.
Wow. Dialogue mar diya tune mere upar. The other thing I want to understand is, I feel like you've seen way more of these slapsticky 1990s Bollywood movies
than
I have.
Yeah, I'm a Bollywood buff. Dekhna toh banta hai.
I have a question. Isn't there anything that Bollywood movies do or movies like this do in terms of establishing a scene or establishing a character? This movie starts and boom, they just put Sanjay Dutt and Govinda in these men in black suits. They're just doing what they're doing.
That's how this movie is supposed to be. It's a feel-good movie. It's a sort of a movie where you keep your brain at home and then you just come and just enjoy the movie. And just see that the ludicrous stuff that they're up to, you just sit and just enjoy it.
All right, I was prepared in terms of this movie being pure nonsense and I'd shut my brain down, but I got so annoyed. I feel like I regressed intellectually after watching this movie, which I don't know how it's possible.
As I said, it's a sort of a movie where you shut your brain, you just enjoy what's happening on screen.
I have another question about supposed brothers here, Sanjay Dutt and Govinda. Inke dost host nahi hai kya? कुछ करते नहीं है क्या आप बस बैठे रहते हैं और बात करते हैं
इसको कहते हैं प्यार मतलब ऐसा प्यार होना चाहिए इट्स लाइक यू नो इट्स अबाउट योर थॉट प्रोसेस ये दिखा रहे हैं कि कैसे सिबलिंग्स एक दूसरे से इतना प्यार कर सकते थे उनको किसी की जरूरत ही नहीं है
अच्छा और हम मान गए
हाँ क्यों नहीं मानोगे अगर हसीना मान गई तो तू क्यों नहीं मानेगा
ओह गॉड ब्रो डोंट इवन व्हाट Can we talk about that song? Can we talk about songs in this movie?
What beautiful songs.
Beautiful
yaar.
Songs.
Manna padega. Like, it's a comic movie. But what do you expect? You won't expect a duet over here. Like, you won't expect Chak De India in this movie, obviously. Like, kuch aise hi movie mein gaane dalenge na. Matlab, ek toh dekho, Annu Malik is in form over here. Annu Bhai is in form over here. And the lyrics are by two guys called Sameer and Nitin Raikwar. Nitin Raikwar is this guy who is responsible for Excuse Me, Kya Re? Mera Dil Tere Pe Fida Re. What do you expect? And in iske gaanon mein, matlab, you have to see the point.
Okay.
Jaise ek gaana hai, Sharmana Chhod Dal, Raaz Dil Ka Khol Dal, Aaju Baaju Mat Dekh, I Love You Bol Dal. That's like just coming straight to the point, no faffing around. So, and then there's one song where the guy, he's singing, what is mobile number, karun kya dial number. See, for 1999, that's a forward-thinking song. Like today, people are doing on WhatsApp, this guy is thinking about it 19 years back.
Yeah, I have a question. Wasn't copywriting a thing like the late 90s? I remember there's so much Dil Toh Pagal Hai music in this movie, actually lifted from the movie and put in here.
I guess Yash Chopra and Aditya Chopra must have been happy somebody is remembering this movie like right. by like putting the tunes. Or kya use kiya? You remember the situations when they were using it?
It was only...
It is all on Santoji.
Santoji.
Santoji, like, you know, she's like... feeling her Jawani in that age with those tracks.
Santoji is the great Aruna Irani, right?
Yeah, of course.
This other scene where My Heart Will Go On was playing in the background. It's just like willy-nilly just picking content up from somewhere, sticking it here. Just, I think copyright strikes wasn't
the thing. I
guess
copyright issues, tab itna kaam nahi karte honge, but I'm glad nahi kaam karte because all these tracks that they've used have fit perfectly in this movie.
Also, I think the song to movie ratio in this movie is very skewed. There were no songs for like the first 15 minutes of this movie and I got really happy and excited. You know, I was like, oh, it's one of those movies where there aren't that many songs. And boom, there's a song. And literally after that, there was like three songs every 5 minutes. What's that all about?
Initially, they were building on characters. They were like, they wanted to show that what this movie is all about. This is a perfect like prankster movie. They wanted to show these two are pranksters and how they go about pranking their father and... एक के बाद एक जोक्स मार रहे हैं देन हाँ गाने आते हैं वो गाने डालने पड़ते हैं लाइक समझा करो बॉलीवुड मूवी है गाने नहीं होंगे तो मतलब ऑडियंस चली जाएगी
right.
तो गाने डालने भर के लिए डालने होते हैं
जस्ट बिकॉज वी आर ऑन हिज फादर प्लेड बाय द ग्रेट कादर खान एंड ऑब्वियसली हिज पर्सनल असिस्टेंट्स
कुंज बिहारी क्या बात है तुम्हारी
प्लेड बाय सतीश कौशिक that's what you're alluding to when you talk about character establishment and stuff like that, right?
Like, if you see the first scene, as you were talking about, these guys sitting in men in black suits and like they had to show that these guys are perpetually cash-strapped and they have to pull pranks to get their way through and they pull this prank on Shakti Kapoor and then how they go about it. And then the next prank, they again play on their own father and like why they try to take money from him. So they're trying to show how there's this playful nature between a father and two sons. And then obviously Kunj Bihari.
Kunj Bihari. Can we stick on Kunj Bihari for a little while?
For sure.
That man, annoyed is not even the word. That man did something to me where I've never felt violent tendencies after watching
the
movie.
Batai to sahi.
Dude, don't even. I know where you're going. That guy is so annoying. How did you find that sort of comedy
it's
funny?
So funny. Like, it's Monu Baba and Sonu Baba. Like, what is this cute, chubby man chewing his pan and just talking funny stuff here? Like, when Govinda wants to go and meet Ritu, Karishma Kapoor. And he first wants to see what's happening and then he plays a prank on Kunj Bihari. And like, what does he say to Kunj Bihari? He tells him ki maine tere meherbaniyan dekhi thi, usme kutte ka kirdar dekhe mujhe aapki wafadari ki yaad aa gayi. So like, how is that not funny? Like the way he says it.
You've touched a nerve right now when you mentioned Karishma Kapoor and the intro scene. Do you remember the scene immediately following the scene where Govinda is obviously pretending to be blind just so that he can quote-unquote run into girls. They show Karishma Kapoor and her friends playing around on a golf course.
Of course.
What are they playing exactly? Because they have a football. They're dribbling it like a basketball, but they're running around a golf course.
So that just shows that everything is possible in this world. If you can play basketball with a football on a golf course, then you can do everything on this planet. Why not? Look at the brighter side
of Govinda pretending to be blind so he can run into his unassuming girls. In a day and age of Me Too movement, the guy would have been in prison right now.
Yeah, that's why this movie was made in 1999 and not
there's
right
way,
now.
There's way too much possible molestation in this movie. Who's Sanjay Dutt's love interest again? Sonali Bendre?
Pooja Batra.
I'm so sorry.
Itni soni kudi, how can you miss her?
Please don't be offended. I'm sorry. So Sanjay Dutt's idea of impressing Pooja Batra is to run after her on a horse, pick her up forcefully, obviously against her will, put her on the horse, give her a kiss, and she's like, Haseena aise maan jayegi. And it works. Just to be clear, it works.
He's just being brash, you know. He's just being brash about it. He's like, dekho, mujhe aur kuch aata nahi hai. Toh main ghoda chada ke, ghode pe bandi ko dal ke pada leta hun. And if you're forgetting, Pooja Batra reciprocates. She comes back in a horse.
Right.
To come and give him a kiss. She appreciated that. No, out of the box thinking.
Okay, that's what you call it?
Why not? Usse mein kya karta hai, yaar? ICQ pe chat karta uske saath.
Dude, I mean, ICQ was a thing back then. So yeah, maybe. And also, he tells his brother, aka Monu, aka Govinda, to do the same thing. So Govinda is also running after Karishma Kapoor.
But it didn't
horse.
Work, right? See, people are different. So Karishma right. didn't appreciate it, but Pooja did.
Pooja did. Sanjay Dutt also is running after Pooja Batra on a bike in one song, if I remember correctly. So it's like showing all of these people that, listen, just run after girls on whatever medium you can find and they'll maan jayengi.
Dekho, boss, this movie is slapstick. मैंने क्या बोला दिमाग मत लगाओ इसमें अगर जितना दिमाग लगाओगे उतना ही तुम परेशान होगे इसमें दिमाग लगाना ही नहीं है
गोविंदा इज अ चाचा दैट गाय वाज सो अननोइंग ही गिव मी अ हेडेक
ब्रो डोंट इवन से एनीथिंग अबाउट गोविंदा इन दिस मूवी गोविंदा इज द वन हु इज कैरिंग दिस मूवी फॉरवर्ड यू नो ही एक्चुअली गॉट एन अवार्ड लाइक अ फिल्मफेयर अवार्ड फॉर द बेस्ट एक्टर इन अ कॉमिक रोल फॉर
शट योर फेस
यस
व्हाट
एंड दिस इज when Govinda was going through his heyday, you know, this David Dhawan and Govinda Jodi was working perfectly fine, this number one series, Raja Babu and Shola and Shabnam and then Haseena Maan Jayegi and just look at Govinda's expression just like throughout the movie. It's just like he doesn't need to say anything. Just look at his face and he started laughing. And let's just see how he like completely changes from like Monu to Chacha Ji.
He's literally playing himself, except he's just talking like this.
Oh, kya Gulzari Lal. That's how he talks. And that's so funny.
So you like that?
Theek hai.
Hey, Gulzari Lal. Kaisa re?
Okay, he had to act like the uncle and he just takes this Rai Saab kirdar very seriously. And that's how he speaks. And that's what is funny about the character. Like how he's able to pull off this entire character with that same tone and makes it sound funny throughout the movie. Like, you remember that situation where that the guy dresses up as a woman and accuses Govinda for molesting. And then while he's getting beaten up, he's singing, Oh, sade naal rahoge to aise karo, wo life ban gayi yaar.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'll give you one concession about this movie. I still can't believe I have a concession. But do you remember that one scene where, obviously, it's going to come to a head. If Govinda's playing two characters, then both of them will be required at the same
that
time.
That monologue scene you're talking about?
I'm talking about the monologue scene where Govinda pretends to go inside to talk to his Chacha Ji. And then he has an exchange and the camera's always on him. So he's switching between himself and Chacha Ji constantly. That was pretty impressive. I maybe have some newfound respect for Govinda because I had zero. So maybe it's at 1 out of 100. So that works, yeah.
See, now you're giving credit.
It's just one, man. Don't expect any more of these, yeah?
Bro, there are such great characters in this movie. Why not? Like, every possible character has its own quirk in this movie, which is kind of funny. Like, every time Anupam Kher has a twitch in his neck, this crow sounds comes from in the background. And then Bhutnath, Paresh Rawal, like, he has this really small role, but it's so funny. Like, he's trying to be the James Bond, and he goes like, Ooh, Shabji, for everything. And like, Ooh, Shabji, joi chacha hai, wohi bhatija hai, aur joi bhatija hai, wohi chacha hai.
You know, that reminds me, there are a lot of characters in this movie that have a lot of repetition or repetitive habits, which just makes me want to go to our first segment, which is drinking games.
Drinking games.
I feel like there should be one drinking game where people should take a shot every time Govinda is lying to someone.
Oh, but then we'll probably be seeing some dead bodies around because people would just get sloshed and how.
Because he's just lying his way through this movie.
From start to finish, like he's playing a prank, just fooling people. So yeah, this would be a good drinking game if you're in for a hard night. You know, another game that would be a lot of fun, but this will get you slightly buzzed, but buzzed pretty quickly. You take a shot every time Paresh Rawal says, Jai Pashupatinath Baba.
Yeah, or every time he says, Ooh, jo chacha hai, wo bhanja hai. Aur bhatija hai. Aur jo bhatija hai, wo chacha hai.
Jai Pashupatinath Baba. Main apne saab ko bachayegi.
Or you know, you take a shot every time Satish Kaushik or
Kunj Bihari. Kya baat hai tumhari?
Just does his typical. Arey ye to karo to sahi. Arey wo to karo to sahi. Every time he does that, just take a shot and yeah,
sir, kahiye to sahi, pijiye to sahi, lijiye to sahi,
dekhiye to sahi, pakdiye to sahi,
phone uthaiye to sahi.
Okay, I can't keep doing more of this, man. It's giving me a headache already. How are you finding all of this funny, dude?
Was funny. It's about the outlook.
I feel like movies like this epitomize why people have such a bad view of Bollywood. It's so regressive. It's so offensive at the same time.
But this is like what 90s brand of comedy used to be. Like, you know, even like one of the most cult movies of that time was Andaz Apna Apna. But if you look at it, it's... That is also exactly, that's also slapstick through and through.
But that's almost a decade before this movie. Didn't the industry grow?
5 years. 5 years prior to that.
5 years. 5 years is still a lot of time for cinema to grow. For
no, because
mature.
I mean, that was like a formula and it was working for David Dhawan. And that's what David Dhawan and Govinda were doing for like almost like 10 years straight.
I just want to keep coming back to Sanjay Dutt and Govinda. Why is Sanjay Dutt in this movie? How are they brothers? What sort of chemistry did people see there? It didn't work at all.
I guess it worked a lot because this spawned another couple of movies with them. Jodi Number One came after this and Ek Aur Ek Gyara came after this because this was like a complete hit Jodi. I mean, their camaraderie, their comic timing was just perfect in this movie.
They had multiple movies?
Yeah, they had, as I said, these two movies that I mentioned. Jodi Number One was a big hit. And Ek Aur Ek Gyara, to some extent, was also funny. You know, they did a couple of movies prior to that also, but nobody remembers them.
Like
they
what?
They had this movie called Do Qaidi, and then some movie called Andolan. And like,
are these comedy movies? Or?
No, these were dramas, and that's why people didn't like really appreciate them, and then nobody talks about them.
Wait, so you're saying Govinda used to be in dramas?
Yes.
Oh my God, I don't even want to watch that.
This is before like David Dhawan recognized, I can make a career with this guy. I'm just going to make movies with this guy and make slapstick movies and make people laugh and let's laugh all the way to the bank.
So David Dhawan basically changed the course of Govinda's career, and obviously Govinda did that for David Dhawan
as
well.
Yeah, I mean, see, they made this movie called Aankhe way before that, which was actually a drama come funny movie, and in that Govinda, apart from having some serious scenes, was also really funny. But then they started making Shola or Shabnam, Raja Babu, and these Hero Number One, Cooley Number One, which worked for the audience because that's what used to work for the audience at that time. You know, one guy who really needs to be given a lot of credit is the dialogue writer. The dialogue writer of this movie is some guy called Rumi Jafri, and I think he was having a field day because literally every scene has a punchline, which is funny.
I don't think he did that good of a job. The dialogues are mostly annoying and just there forcefully.
Not really. Like, take a simple situation like Monu and Sonu are reuniting in Goa, and then Govinda is driving to meet Sanjay Dutt, and Zindagi Ek Safar Hai Suhana is playing in the background, and how he makes it funny is like at the end of every verse, Govinda is shouting out the verse. It's like Zindagi Ek Safar Hai Suhana, and then Govinda goes Suhana Yahan Kal Kya Ho Kisne Jana Jana.
In my mind, that adds so much more to why I feel like Govinda is just playing a special needs child throughout this movie and not even acting. It feels like David Dhawan just puts a camera in front of him and he's like, tu kar.
Exactly. It's like he's so shown to be high on life and he's...
I clearly don't find the same things funny that you do, including the writing in this movie, the dialogues in this movie.
No, if you make the same movie today, maybe I would not find it funny. But because I've seen it so many times and I was a kid when I watched this movie for the first time, and this movie just practically has been stuck in my head.
I agree with you. If I heard Kunj Bihari in a movie today, I'll kill myself.
Kuch boliye to sahi, khaiye to sahi.
Okay, I think I've done something. Stop it. Trump card.
No. Fake news.
Trump card.
What do you mean by Trump card?
Trump card essentially means that every time you try to talk or impersonate Kunj Bihari in this episode, it'll be labeled as fake news. Fake news. And it's banned. So no more talking about Kunj Bihari this episode. No more.
Are bolne dijiye to sahi.
Fake news. News. Fake. No.
Jai Pashupatinath Baba.
That I can still take, but no more Kunj Bihari.
Okay, Gulzari Lale, I give this to you.
God, man, I can't. What? Every line, every character in this movie is just a headache in the making.
Okay, I can make some concession where I would say I also found it a little irritating. First and foremost, Sanjay Dutt dancing.
I think that's a concession, auto concession in any movie he's in.
What was David Dhawan thinking? I think David Dhawan, again, played a masterstroke from his end, saying, okay, I'm going to make this funny, so I'm going to make this guy dance. This guy can't dance to save his life, and he's dancing in practically every second track. And then seeing Govinda and Sanjay Dutt, these overgrown men, dancing in dagris and trying to patao Karishma Kapoor.
Dude, there's this one dance sequence where Sanjay Dutt has a shirt on, except only the bottommost button of the shirt is buttoned up and all of them are open. Well, at least you granted me one concession there. I don't know how. This movie is a concession in itself. So one, yeah, take it, man. Thanks for that one. This movie sucks.
No, it does not, Gulzari Lal.
Oh, God, man. Oh, God. I feel like the only way this movie would have been better is if it would have had a tighter storyline or actually a script to go along with it. I feel like it was just, the script for this movie must have been 3 pages long.
Agreed, but they've made the most of it. They were like, theek hai, we'll show that these two boys just love to play pranks, and the father gets irritated, sends them to Goa, they find girls, scene shifts to Goa, and Chacha Ji and Santosh Ji, and then like by the end of it, some more funny moments later, they come to the last scene, which is probably one of the most epic last scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
Most epic last scenes you've ever seen in a
in
movie?
In a slapstick movie.
In a slapstick movie.
Why not? Who can come up with the fact that, okay, this bhai wants to wants to exact revenge or like wants to take ransom from these guys by placing their heads between balloons and then shoot pellets at them. This is innovation.
That's innovation.
Why not? This
and
innovation.
That, and that whole, Sanjay Dutt slapping the bhai ki usko to khatam karne de, aray pehle boss ko to bolne de, and then like that 2 minutes of just getting slapped is innovation. You know, I just had an interesting thought. I have a way in which this movie would have been infinitely better. What if Nana Patekar was in this movie?
What if?
So this segment is called What If, and in this case, we're going to be talking about what if Nana Patekar was in this movie, which, according to me, would have changed the game.
How do you think it would have changed the game?
Dude, pick any character. Okay, pick any character. Say any character's name.
Say it, Amir Chand.
Say it, Amir Chand. Nana Patekar, say it, Amir Chand. Game changer.
How?
Game, dude, that guy is a chameleon, man. He will do any role. He could have done Paresh Rawal's role better. He would have obviously done Seth Amir Chand better. Imagine Amir Chand's demeanor, right? Always getting annoyed with his sons. His sons always pissing him off.
See,
doing
firstly,
this.
I don't think Nana Patekar can pass off as a father to Govinda and Sanjay Dutt. Kadir Khan looks like daddy from scene one. Okay, he looks like a father figure. One character where I can think Nana Patekar could have been great would have been like the bhai's role, although it's a minuscule role, but he could have made it very funny. Like he was a really funny bhai in this movie called Welcome, so probably maybe like he could have pulled off the bhai's role, because I think the bhai looked pretty like a sidey in this movie.
I think he would have been better as Govinda's role.
Not at all. That's like saying Kevin James can do Batman instead of Christian Bale.
So wait, Nana Patekar's Kevin James and Govinda's Christian Bale.
No, I'm just trying to say that it just cannot match. There's no way that it can happen.
Just imagine Nana Patekar as Anupam Kher, Seth Gulzari Lal, right? All just jittery and stuff. Hey, 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 meri beti ki shaadi. Hey, 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 main maar dega, main maar dega. So much better, dude.
No, not really, because Anupam Kher, like being shown as this funny father, giving talis to everybody and going like, oh, Rai Saab, Rai Saab. I mean, Nana Patekar doesn't quite fit in this movie.
That man's a chameleon, dude. He can do anything he wants.
Okay, on second thoughts, maybe Nana Patekar could have pulled off Satish Kaushik's role and go like, "Eh, khaiye to sahi, bataiye to sahi."
Dude, fake news, man. Just stop it. Fake news. So that was this week's episode of Film Feud Bollywood. Now we feud it, and you guys get to decide who you think won this week's feud. I'd like to thank our guest feuder, Aditya Chhatwani, for being on the show.
Oh, mention not, yaar. Bilkul nahi, koi gal nahi.
You guys can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram under Film Feud Bolly, or on our website, manchurmedia.com.
Suniye to sahi.
Oh, God, man. Oh, God. Chattu, you want to say bye to the good folk?
For sure. Goodbye.
You guys can find us on iTunes. Please don't forget to rate and review us. Or on CastBox, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, wherever you guys get your podcasts. I'll see you guys next week.
Oi, Gulzari Lal. You can hear us on iTunes. You can hear us on Manchar Media, Shabji.